I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode here at the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Mittelstead. This Saturday's episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast Weekend Edition, we're continuing the new format for Saturdays called Ask Me Anything, where I will respond to your questions about life. This is a question I posed to others in the Stress Mastery community this week. Who are you? Lots of great responses, many of which came from people who have awakened and are becoming more aware. Yet, many outside the community have no awareness, so I'm going to dig deep into this entire concept of who we are. So for all you listeners out there, who are you? This is one of those questions that really gets at the root of spirituality, because spirituality is simply becoming aware of who you are, who you really are, the core of your very being. It is one of the first questions I ask my clients, because the answer is the very root of both joy and suffering in life. Every single thing we find joy, peace, contentment, and fulfillment in, as well as what we struggle with, be it stress, work, relationships, health, wealth, you name it, all stems from who we think we are and why we think we are here. Or rather, who we believe we think we are and what we believe our role or purpose is to fulfill. So again, who are you? I once began a lecture by posing this question to an audience member. I went out into the audience and picked out a random person in attendance. I walked up to him and asked him, "So, who are you?" He answered, I'm Roger. And I replied, "Well, hello, Roger." I introduced him to the audience. "Everyone, this is Roger. Say hello to Roger." And the audience, together with me, said, "Hi, Roger." Then I asked him another question. "I assume your parents gave you your name?" Well, he nodded yes. I then asked him, "So what if your parents named you Bob? Would you be Bob, or would you still be Roger?" And he hesitated, but then said, "Well, I guess I'd be Bob." But he looked a little confused, but played along with me. So I continued. "Okay, Roger, so what do you do for a living?" And Roger replied, "I'm a salesman." Again, I looked around the room and welcomed Roger, saying, "Everyone, this is Roger, and Roger is a salesman." I followed up with still more questions for him. "Do you have any brothers and sisters?" He said he had a brother and sister. "Are you married?" Yes, he was. "Any children?" He had a son and a daughter. "What are some activities or hobbies you engage in?" Well, he said he golfs and he goes fishing. I once again looked around the room and offered up a clearer picture to the audience of the person in front of me, the person he believed himself to be. "Everyone, this is Roger. He says he's a salesman, and he's a son, a brother, a husband, a father. He also says he's a golfer and a fisherman. Let's all give Roger a hand." I and the audience applauded him for his participation. After thanking him, I said to the audience, "He's already said that if his parents had named him Bob, he'd be Bob and not Roger." Well, that's obvious, but let's explore this further. if Roger's parents instead named him Bob, and what he did for a living was something like owning a bakery, baking food, he wouldn't be Roger the salesman, but Bob the baker, right? I mean, this is rather obvious and logical. So let's say he is not who he originally thinks he says he is, but actually is now Bob the baker. But now suppose he had no siblings, wasn't married, had no children, and instead of golfing and fishing, his hobby was stamp collecting. Would he still be Roger the salesman, a brother, a husband, and a father who goes golfing and fishing? Or would he then be Bob the baker, a single man who enjoys stamp collecting? Now you might think, what's the point of all of this? This is all rather obvious. Well, this is how deep the programming goes and runs our lives unconsciously. Roger's only Roger because that was a label given to him by his parents, and so he's grown up with the idea that he is Roger. He could just as easily be Bob or any other name, which means who he really is not his name. Roger thinks he's a salesman because that's what he now does for a living. But as we now know, he could also have been Bob the baker instead of Roger the salesman. So who he really is not his given name, nor what he does for a living. Well, he also thinks he's a son, a father, a brother, who goes golfing and fishing. And yet, under different circumstances, who he is would be something else entirely. He only thinks this is who he is, and what we all now think he is, based on the evidence provided. But let's carry this idea even further. Suppose Roger was not only convinced he was all these things he thinks he is, but he also thinks he's fat. He also thinks he's often sick with chronic back pain. He thinks he's neck deep in debt. And he also thinks he's wasting his life going to work as a salesman at a job he hates when he would rather be self-employed as a baker and own his own bakery. He's also been thinking about getting a divorce, which would make him single. He also thinks he'd rather collect stamps, but instead he golfs because with his job as a salesman, golfing is more about networking with clients than really doing something he loves. And he only goes fishing to hang out with his brother, who loves fishing, even though he can't stand the thought of fishing. Do you see how this man's reality is completely shaped by his beliefs about who he thinks he is and what roles he believes he is supposed to play and is expected to fulfill? Now, of course, Roger may like his name and everything about his life, but that's not my point. Let's look at a couple of different people to help us understand how we are not who we think we are, and why being aware of who we are is so important. Carolyn is a school teacher from Des Moines, Iowa. She feels overwhelmed with work and frequently has to bring work home with her to keep up. She's about 40 pounds overweight, single, and suffers from social anxiety and low self-esteem. Every time she looks in the mirror, she hates the way she looks and thinks everyone else will judge her for it. She is a bit of a loner. She struggles paying her bills. She goes on diets and loses weight only to gain it all back. She's frequently sick with some ailment. She eats a lot of fast food, doesn't exercise because she thinks she doesn't have the time. She has difficulty starting new relationships or even maintaining the ones that she has. She wants to be married, but she feels kind of unworthy. She often complains about her life and wishes it would be different. Her life is a mess, but she has no idea how to change it, and this is leading to depression. Well, Bonnie is a florist from Santa Fe, New Mexico. She's confident, happy, and at peace with herself. She's about her ideal weight. She's fit, healthy, and attractive. She looks in the mirror and loves the way she looks, often even posting selfies on social media to show others how beautiful she believes she is. She's become quite wealthy and successful with her business and has everything she needs and wants. She's outgoing and has some close, supportive friends and has a great relationship with her husband. She knows her purpose in life and is fulfilling it. She lives life to its fullest and is always working on her personal and spiritual growth. I have a riddle for you to solve. Carolyn and Bonnie have the same parents. They share the same DNA and genetic makeup, yet they are not sisters. How can this be? Well, I could end the podcast here and just let you contemplate this riddle a little bit, but I'll go on. You see, this is the incredible power of programming and how damaging it can be to our well-being. But this also shows the limitless power of I am. You see, the reason they are not sisters is because Carolyn and Bonnie are not different people. They are, in fact, the exact same human being. You only thought I was talking about two different people because of the power of suggestion. That's what I said I was going to bring up. I was going to talk about a couple of people. But that's just the power of suggestion, which is all programming really is. That is how easily manipulated our thought can be. I mentioned and described two different people, and so you thought about two different people. What we think, we create. What we believe, we attract. And what we imagine, we become. Who this woman really is the energy of the universe manifested into the exact same body, the same human. Bonnie is Carolyn. Carolyn is Bonnie. So why the difference? Well, you see, Carolyn's parents moved to Santa Fe while her mom was pregnant with her. When she was born, her parents instead named her Bonnie, not Carolyn. So, of course, Bonnie never grew up identifying herself as Carolyn. She never knew of herself with this label, Carolyn. As Carolyn, the illusion of her reality would have been shaped by her programming, the depth of her belief in it, and her I am statements based on those faulty beliefs. So who Carolyn thinks she is, what role she's supposed to play, her view of the world and her reality, and how life would play out for her is a completely different human than the one she is as Bonnie, who has created a different illusion of reality for herself. As Carolyn, she was living unconsciously, completely unaware of her programming, and out of this faulty programming and false beliefs about who she thought, believed, and imagined herself to be, she was creating a different illusion of reality with her negative I am statements. Bonnie is living consciously, totally aware of the programming, and being open to changing her beliefs, has different thoughts and beliefs than she might have had as Carolyn. And by using her imagination, she's creating a different illusion of reality based on her positive I am statements. Same human being, different realities. Just like Roger the salesman is also Bob the baker. Same person, yet different beliefs about who he thinks he is and what his purpose is, thus creating a different reality. Do you see how much different our lives could be simply by changing our beliefs about who we think we are? Our idea of reality is an illusion of the mind. When we are aware, we consciously use our thoughts, beliefs, and imagination to create our life. When we lack awareness, we unconsciously allow life to shape our thoughts and beliefs of who we think we are and what we are to do with it. Same human, different reality. I look at my own life. My name is Mark. I am an artist. I am a musician. I am a writer, a life coach, a spiritual teacher, and so on. But I could have been given any other label and fulfilled any other roles, and I would still be who I really am. Without awareness, my reality and life experience would have turned out completely different, as if I were two entirely different people, just as Carolyn and Bonnie were. Who I really am is the same person in spirit, regardless of the physical reality. I could have been named Kevin, the name I give my ego, and Kevin could have gone on to college, like Mark was supposed to. And I could have believed in my programming and went on believing that what I was supposed to do was receive a degree in mechanical engineering, like Mark was expected to do, and so I would become an engineer and end up with the completely different life that was expected of me instead of the one I am experiencing now, simply because I chose this experience, not the other. Same person, but two totally different realities with a different life experience. Both realities are just illusions created by the mind. There is no reason for you to hold on to your faulty beliefs about who you think you are. Everything about who you are and what you wish to experience is nothing more than simple choices. It's as simple to change your life as it is to change your name. If you don't like something about your life, stop believing in this illusion you've created about it. There is nothing outside yourself that demands you must keep experiencing what you no longer wish to experience. Who you think you are and every aspect of your life is nothing but a conscious or unconscious choice. You only think you have no choice because of the depth of belief in your programming. Are you struggling with something in your life? Why? Why do you keep on believing in your current reality when it's nothing but an illusion you created based on your belief about it? I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy is nothing other than a belief that could just as easily be, I am poor, I am lacking, I am suffering. But which belief serves you best? It's so obvious, yet the depth of your belief and the evidence of your current situation can, without awareness, convince you the illusion of what you don't have that you are currently experiencing is reality. Of course, simply changing our name is not going to change our life. But we objectify labels, which creates the limiting beliefs surrounding them. So look at all labels as simply a part of our programming, either given to us or self-imposed? What kind of effect do they have on us? What if we were told or we tell ourselves we are fat? The objectification of the label fat causes us to identify with it, and it becomes our de facto I am statement. I am fat. Then our ego, or that look in the mirror, constantly reminds us that the physical evidence of that label is true. And this goes for every label given to us or that we give to ourselves, and is used as a means to self-define or identify who we are. I am sick. I am poor. I am unworthy. The powerful I am statement, followed by any negative label, has a damaging effect on our reality. We even objectify emotions and thus use them as another defining characteristic or idea about who we are. I am angry. I am anxious. I am afraid. I am resentful. And so instead of simply feeling the emotion, we can't let it go because now it's a part of our identity or who we are. The roles we play are not who we are, yet we believe so strongly in them, they too become our identity. Roger believed he was a salesman. If he truly believes that this is who he is, then who is he when he's not being a salesman? Does he cease to exist? No, because it's not who he is. It's just a role he plays. But we can identify so strongly with our roles, we begin to believe that is who we are. We are not our names or any other label. We are not the roles we play or what we do for a living. None of these things change our inner being or the who we really are. It is only the belief in them that carries any weight in our shaping of our reality. Reality itself is an illusion. Imagine no one ever gave you a name or never told you when you were born. Who would you be and how old are you? Suppose you never looked in a mirror or saw a photo of yourself. What would you think about your appearance? Imagine you had amnesia and had to create your identity from scratch. Who would you be? So, who are you, really? That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by simply clicking like, share, and subscribe. The links are right below the show notes. As always, until next time, stay inspired.